This episode of Nation Wakanda 2.0 show talks about everyday life and how to deal with it. And it's not a thing to basically offend anyone. Viewer discretion is advised. Live from New Wakanda, Indianapolis, Indiana, it's the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show with your host, King Steven. On today's episode, the King introduces a new series that was inspired by his co-worker, Antonio. He's calling it The Relationship Advice. This series, the King will give advice to everyone who's trying to have a successful and healthy relationship that will lead into marriage. And also, with the news and sports, is me, Hey Now, Hank Aaron. So everyone, sit back, grab your breakfast and something to drink, and listen to this awesome podcast. Now here is your host, and don't you forget it, King Steven Sanders. Thank you. Good morning, everyone, in this blessed day. Welcome to the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. I am your host, King Steven Sanders. And today I'm inviting you to join the Wakandan Notification Squad on this podcast. Subscribe and tap that notification button so you never miss an upload. Because this series is going to be awesome. But before we get started, I want to send a shout out to Kroger. Appreciate you, boy, for hooking me up today. Yeah. So, a good co-worker of mine named Antonio, but I call him Pitbull, basically suggested that I should do an episode about giving relationship advice. But I'm not doing just one episode. I'm going to do a series. Because there's people all around the world that's trying to look for good relationships to set them up for marriage. So, today's episode is relationship advice number one. Let's get started. Now, in every relationship, it has its ups and downs. No matter if it's financial or if it's the person you're with. But it's all about putting the work in. Let's start out with the first date. Now, there's certain people that do things differently. Like either a woman asks out a man or a guy asks out a girl. It doesn't matter. As long as you guys feel a spark and feel amazingly loved for one another, it doesn't matter. So, here's what I would do on my first date. I would basically probably would take a woman out to either a dinner or movie. My advice, I would probably either take her to either something like something real Chinese, like P.F. Chang's, or if you can't do Italian, you could always do. Well, not Italian. If you can't do Chinese, you can always do Italian, which is much easier. Italian is one of the most romantic foods ever. And please don't try to like cheapskate everyone, please. You gotta make that first impression. But it's all, look, just Just be yourself, okay? But also be respectful for your date. So don't show up with no gift card or no coupons. Now, during this date, you want to be able to get to know the person you're dating. Ask simple questions like, how you been? What are your likes and dislikes? What do you see out of life? And also, do you see yourself with this person? I've been down that road several times. When I was dating my wife, well, I was on the verge of starting a new job then. I didn't have much money. So my wife and I spent the entire day just watching a movie, going to the library, walking, talking, and getting to know each other more. Fast forward a few weeks later, I was able to take her on nice dates. Dinner dates, movies, hotels. Some people say I was showing off, but I wanted to spend as much time with the person that I love. And it blossomed. Now, for a guy, if you're going to take the woman you're dating out on dinner, now, this is y'all's name. You can dress casually, but don't be sloppy, all right? Don't. Be real. Be more yourself, but be more presentable. For me, I would just wear probably like, since it's basically casual, I would wear just basically regular jeans, black jeans, tennis shoes, and a nice collar t-shirt. Or if you don't have a collar t-shirt, you can just wear a regular t-shirt that's more presentable. Now, here's the one thing that really does bring up to the next topic. And that is who's either driving or how you guys gonna get there. Now, I've seen people have basically rode buses. I've seen that. But that's their thing. But we live in a world that we have better ride shares. We have Uber and Lyft. Use that. That's much easier and more presentable. And guys, don't forget to open the door for the lady. It's a sign of respect. Every woman should be treated like a queen. My pastor taught me that. And so did my mom. Now, for the women, you guys can be yourselves, but also you can still be beautiful. For the woman that I was dating, my wife, when we had our first dinner date, it was Buca de Bevels. We didn't wear anything fancy. We just wore regular clothes. And plus, that's what made it real special. But when we did more dinner dates, we started dressing up more. Try to show some more effort to it. But it takes time and patience for it. Mm-hmm. So, disregard the background. It's just people passing by. Anyway, you should, if you don't want to dress up all the time, you don't have to. Just be yourself. Now, it's very important that you get to know the person that you're dating, what their likes and what their dislikes. And more importantly, in case that they're allergic to something, when you know what they're allergic to, that sets you up for life. That way you can avoid giving this person that they're allergic to. You don't have to, and plus you don't have to be upset. You can compromise. I mean, here's the thing. You don't have to give up eating what you like. You don't. But what's important is being understanding to the person you're dating, especially if they're allergic to something. I've been dating since I was only a teenager, and I've been looking for the right person my whole life, and I have. I love my wife. There are some things that I had to adjust toward to be a better person, but it was worth it. And during that time, people have noticed that I've changed. And they can tell by the right woman or the right person, it makes you much better. If you don't want to do like dinner, or you just want to do a dinner and a show, you can go to like the jazz kitchen. That's both. You'll be able to listen to good music and eat good food, or you can go to a movie theater. Now, I know Studio Movie Grill is gone, but there is another movie theater that's way better. It's like getting at a 5-star restaurant. It's called Living Room Theaters. They serve alcohol. They serve restaurant quality food. It's much better. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I wouldn't be able to marry the person that I'm with right now without making some changes and also understanding what the person is. And I'm still getting to know this person every single day. And there's nothing wrong with that. So if you really want to marry this person one day, take the time and get to know them.
Yeah, everybody's with baby here, it seems like.
If you want to change for the person you love, there's nothing wrong with that. But you gotta change for yourself. Okay? Now, before I close off, I'm going to have Hank Aaron take this over for a video with some more news. Take it away, Hank. Today's weather today is high of 80, low of 50 here in Indy. And here are some more news today. More on the wrestling news is more releases from the WWE has been targeted as much. We have just found out certain superstars have been released after this recent merger with UFC and WWE from NXT. The multi-time 24/7 champion Dana Brooke, she has left the company. And the other wrestler we're talking about is the original bro himself, Matt Riddle. Now, all the other wrestlers have been successful. They have. But I think they feel like they weren't reaching their full potential because they weren't given opportunities. But luckily, with them going to different places, they will be able to reach more high opportunities than ever. Oh, and speaking of regular WWE news, former AEW superstar and former TBS champion, the first one, Jay Carhill, has already entered the WWE Performance Center. She has joined WWE after her recent departure. She says she wanted a new change. Only time will tell if what she's got planned. Well, that closed on my episode for today. Join me next time when I do another relationship advice. This time, it's about talking about what a couple wants out of life. This is King Steven signing off for today. God bless, take care, and Wakanda forever!